The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the award-winning John Cremins to be on the radio.
Yes, that would be me.
I think we've worn this out. This out yet or not?
Absolutely not. No, that never gets old.
All right, Akos, speaking of getting old, he spends a lot of time going back and forth from the United States to Canada and then off to Europe to peddle his wares. He's doing that again today to be on, what is it, tonight he'll be on in England?
QVC, yeah, QVC UK. Yep. He'll be on tomorrow, all day Friday.
Akos Jankura and John Cremins are the masters when it comes to selling, and that's the master of the pitch as much as anything else. We're here to underscore what your value is as an entrepreneur, what's going on in the business world, what can we do to encourage you to start your own business. We'll be doing that with Michael Peterson later on. Did we find out what happened to Angelica Alas yesterday?
Yes, we did. And we actually, you know, listen to this. We had the wrong number. We had three different wrong numbers.
Really? Congratulations.
So, can you imagine that?
So basically,
we got a hold of her yesterday. I talked to her. She'll be on next Tuesday.
Okay, good. We have no thumbs up. So far this week, have the clothes hanger storage person, Renee Bentley, getting 88% thumbs up. And then June Gibson didn't do too well with the Worksleeve, 50%. So it looks like the number to beat for Michael today is 88% approval. So we'll bring you him and his idea as we work our way through the workplace. There's a new book called Off the Sidelines out, John, written by New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. The reason she wrote it is because she's running and has a rather serious race in New York State. She replaced Mrs. Clinton as the senator there. And anyway, so she writes a book, which is what goes on. And if I can get away from the politics, because I'm not one, I don't really like politics on the radio. I think it doesn't go anywhere, even though you and I may have strong feelings about it. I think it's so polarizing on the radio, it causes people to lose interest, generally speaking. So I would say that as a precursor to some of the information that is in this book, which sadly indicates, in my estimation, correctly, that women are still the targets of men who are either unthinking or uninformed that women are the exact same thing as men when it comes to working, what they should be paid. And I wonder if you run into this, you and Akos and the other masters of invention and entrepreneurialism, do you find that companies, when you bring a product, like this week, we have all of our presenters, well, Michael's not, but the first two presenters were women. Do you find when you take them to the market, if you're going to help them more than just putting them on the air, or in general, the people that you've helped across the spectrum, that companies want to pay less to women who are inventors than they want to pay to men who are inventors and entrepreneurs?
No, I don't know. I see that. I guess what I would say is
you're stumbling, so I'm guessing that might be the case.
No, this is an interesting discussion because one of the main companies that we would bring information or products to is a company that's based here out of Tampa.
Right.
And their CEO is a woman. A lot of their senior management is women. Matter of fact, my boss actually would have been my when I retired from HSN.
Right.
My boss was a woman. There were a lot of women in management over there. So I didn't see that as much there because I think they just go for great products mm-hmm. and great stories behind those products. And I think there are some of the most successful women in this industry working at HSN right now.
Yeah.
Look at Joy Mangano. She is an innovator. Mm-hmm. She is a creator of unique products. Right. And her inventions are like her huggable hangers,
yep.
which have sold hundreds of millions of.
Is she the one who's going to buy the product from Renee Bentley?
Yeah, could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't seen it personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you know, when you get to this level or you get into that level of bringing a product to market, they don't care who you are mm-hmm. as long as it's a great product and makes some money.
That's refreshing to hear. I remember Eleanor Roosevelt said famously, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." So those who don't get paid equally for doing work, then it's up to you to do something about it, and you can. You can make, remember Norma Rae? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff is still, but women often, because I think that the relationship they have with men is such that it's subservient, if you don't, and this is not about feminism, this is about what's fair. Fairism. Yeah. Is that a word?
Yeah, I don't. But it's about fairness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's an insult to not pay women the same as men. I believe it's a form of sexual harassment, frankly. I think not paying women or recognizing them for being, frankly, in our business, better at organization, I find it that way. I would rather have a woman milking my cows than a man on my dairy farm because they're better with the animals. Frankly, they're better at a lot of things. Most things in my world I find women to be better at than men. So the fact that there is still harassment and sexism and prejudice that is aimed toward women, I don't begin to understand it. But I wanted to bring it around to this realm that we're in, this exciting world of inventions and entrepreneurialism, and see if you thought in your experience this was a problem as well, and you don't think it is.
No, I don't, at least not in the situations that I've had. I mean, I've had it in reverse.
Right.
I could talk to you about that sometime.
You mean you've been harassed by women?
Well, not harassed, but I have been, I would say I was paid less than.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of because of a situation, you know, several situations.
Yep,
but I think
right.
that, I like to see women in the workplace. I think that they add a new perspective, a unique perspective that mm-hmm. you know, a lot of guys don't have.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and they're good organizers. I mean, mm-hmm. I've worked for a lot of women that I just absolutely respect. Mindy Grossman, one of them. She she's the CEO and head of HSN.
Yep.
And her group, some great people.
Mm-hmm.
And people that I respect and have great ideas.
Yeah.
Just all amazing.
Right. Speaking of great ideas, you wonder sometimes what goes on in the laboratory. There's a new business wrinkle from the folks at Pepsi-Cola. They're going to sell a new soda by making it available only on Amazon. So you go to Amazon.com to buy a stevia-sweetened soda from Pepsi. They're not going to offer it in stores, convenient. They're not going to offer it out in the normal public marketplace. They're going to sell it only at Amazon. What do you think of that for an idea? What do you think of that in
really?
First? What?
First. At first.
Yeah, at first, yeah.
What is it? 60? Is that the 60-calorie soda that they're talking about doing?
Yeah, or 30-calorie, I think it is. It's off. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, man. I mean, you're going to pay for the soda, then you're going to have to pay to ship it to your house. I don't know. I think that's going to be a stretch.
You do.
And you know, the reason I know that, only when I worked in a grocery store when I was a kid many, many years ago, I remember that those were always the canisters that broke first.
Yep.
And they were always, things were leaking out everywhere. I would say after about four or five broken containers of that, mm-hmm. people wouldn't want that delivered to their home.
Right. Well, that's what you wonder if they use UPS. Well, now they're using their own trucks, I think, in some cities, which is another fascinating, I mean, Pepsi aside, what a fascinating business model Amazon is. I remember when their stock first came out, people said, what are you buying stock? Because I remember when I used to buy stock, I'd buy stuff like that, was on the market. They don't make any money. They're going to go broke. They're never going to exist in 10 years from now. Hello, ding, 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 ding. It appears to me that Amazon is quite a healthy corporation at the moment. As a matter of fact, I think you can find almost anything to buy at Amazon, don't you? Under the circumstances, you can find...
Yeah, I find everything there.
My wife buys our dog food there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's cheaper.
Well, but is it really good dog food?
It's Science Diet.
Science Diet, is that your dog food?
Yeah.
That's good. Right. So it's not like past expiration or anything, or close expiration?
No. Nope. No, we've tried every single pet store and grocery store in our area, and they can Amazon beats the price of all of them.
Really?
See, and I find a lot of cool electronics there. I mean, I'll go and buy. I actually bought, I remember one of the camcorder I bought, that was a high-def camcorder that hadn't been in the U.S. market yet. It was in Japan only.
Really?
But they had it offered on Amazon. I grabbed it. I mean, because it was an amazing camcorder. I mean, it was like one of the first in the U.S. to have one. So there, I do find pretty interesting buys there, and I think it's been a good service.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks, would you buy a soft drink that was only available online? John, yes? No?
No. No.
No. Would not do it. Richie would. Richie would buy it online.
Right, well, he'd probably buy it by the barrel, probably.
Yeah. Right. No, here's what he'd buy by the barrel.
Truckload.
There's a story at DougStefan.com about an Australian barbershop that has lingerie-clad hairdressers working over the clients, if you know what I mean. They have a beer license now. They're going to, this is called Sexy Scissors Salon.
I like it already.
They've been granted a liquor license. So if you're in there and you're over the age of 18, you get a complimentary beer with an appointment. So I wonder, again, the reason I bring it up now is because we're all about the business of encouraging people to come up with ideas to enhance. I had a meeting last night with a couple of people about how to make my dairy store at the dairy farm work much better. It's a wonderful, wonderful asset, and I'm just not using it. I don't know how to do that anyway.
You're not thinking about lingerie-clad women serving milk.
Well, I was thinking of a special bra for the cows, maybe. That would
be, there you go.
The only downside of the haircut and the beer?
Yeah, Richie.
Hair in your beer.
In your beer. That sounds awful.
Oh.
Yeah, that kind of ruins that.
It does. Well, this, a little bit of food for thought.
But
anyway.
The lingerie works at all. That's no big deal.
All right, stay tuned as we bring you, what is this, an exercise ball or something to use with your exercise ball. Exercising is important.
Or stabilize it, I guess.
Stabilize it. Okay. Michael Peters, we'll meet him later in the hour. This is My Cool Inventions Radio.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about a bunch of sheep. A big old pile of sheep.
Not, no, it's not S-H-I work. It's S-H-I-F-T.
Don't forget the F.
Yeah, the F-T. It's very important for us to hold on to our licenses, et cetera, et cetera. Shift work, Kenny Chesney, who else is it, Richard?
George Strait.
George Strait. Very good. You like country music?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people.
No, I think it, as I got older, hey. I love country. If you go to my radio right now, yeah. My car, it's country music.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I listen to now.
Really?
Yeah, there's something about it. It's captured by my inner, I guess, youth.
My first commercial job, I started on the radio 49 years ago today. And the first thing I did, I started working on the radio 49
I was 3 years old.
49 years ago today. Congratulations.
I was still teething.
It was you. It was you I was talking to when I went, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, first time I understood that.
Yes, I know you did.
I said, ogulululu.
Ungamunga, ungamunga. Yes, right. Okay, John Creeman's Doug Staff. We're going to meet Michael Peterson in a few minutes, who's the inventor of the exercise ball stabilizer. Let's see how he will do in our thumbs up and thumbs down category tomorrow.
I'm interested to hear this. I sit on one every single day.
Yes,
as you guys do your thing.
Yeah.
You almost make me fall all of it.
An exercise ball?
Yes. That's how he
really?
In the studio, yes.
He doesn't sit in the chair. He sits in an exercise
ball. Is that like one of those big ones we had when we were kids and we threw around the playground?
Yep.
Bigger than
no,
that.
No, it's 75. It's the one you sit on. It's a chair. Yeah. It's
really?
An exercise.
Big
it's
orange
chair.
Balls.
Chair.
I don't know, 2.5 feet high.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that.
It's Richie duty to be
Richie's
able to hold
only
me.
3.5 feet high, so that's why he sits on it.
That's right. I have to get a step stool to get up on my big ball. Yeah,
maybe we can take, I was looking at the words of wisdom for today. You are what you repeatedly do. Richie sits on this ball. So, what does that say about his other habits?
Well, either he wanted to be a chicken in his other life.
Could be, right. That's a big business.
You know, it is.
The chicken business is a big business.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot, most of the companies, Tyson, Purdue,
companies that are now so huge, bringing you back around to our focus on entrepreneurs, people who come up with ideas and they stay with them. Both those families started on a small chicken farm. They started raising chickens, and then they bring in the neighbors, and they're raising chickens, and then they expand, and they hire more farmers to do it, and they just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Tyson is one of the top four or five food companies in the world now. Started in Arkansas by a fellow whose father, I'm trying to remember back how they got into it. It sort of reminds me, and I'm telling this story just because it's I hope it's a good story. It's the same thing as when George Bush got elected governor of Texas and then president, how the Suiza family at Dean Foods got control of the fluid milk supply in the country because they bent and changed all the rules so that they didn't apply any longer to Justice Department and, you know, antitrust stuff. Well, the same thing happened with Tyson, because the grandfather somehow or other ingratiated himself to Bill Clinton in terms of Bill Clinton. Remember, Bill Clinton started as governor of Arkansas when he was very young, and his mentor was old man Tyson. And not only was he his mentor, but he mentor in terms of how much money he gave to the Clinton candidacy as he first got started, first time he ran for governor. I think he lost. Anyway, so old man Tyson, once Clinton becomes governor, becomes the king of chicken in Arkansas. And when Clinton became president, he became the king of chicken in our country. And it was the same thing, bending the rules, the same exact thing that the Bushes did with milk and the Suiza family. That's what Clinton did, break down the barriers to make sure that Tyson could be the biggest chicken guy in the world. And that's what he is, or that's what the family is now, the old man.
That's stuff I didn't know.
Yeah, well, see, that's why you want to be listening to every pearl of wisdom that comes out of my mouth.
I will from now on.
Oh, thanks. Starting right now. John Creeman's Doug Steffen here at 28 After the Hour.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels, and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Set, go. I was going to do our survey of the day today. I like doing these surveys, but unfortunately, John has talked too much in the previous half hour of the program. So now we have to get to business here.
Oh, do the survey.
John Creeman's the survey?
All right. Yeah, what's the survey? I want to know.
The survey says today that advertising and marketing executives are in trouble if they are not aware of what's going on behind them, because more in the advertising and marketing business than anything else, and we're in the advertising and marketing business. That's the business you're in. That's the business I'm in. We're pitchmen, but we're selling things. And the survey today, done by the Creative Group, suggests that you better watch your back. According to this survey, 60% of those polled in those industries, i.e. advertising and marketing, claim that a colleague has tried to make them look bad on the job. 7 out of 10 say if a colleague tries to damage their image, it is best to confront the offender directly. 10 to 15% say it's best to notify the boss. 5% say one should alert their colleagues about the situation. 5% say the employee who was bad-mouthed should do nothing. So at the top of the heap, you need to make sure that those people who are around you. It sort of reminds me, you know that TV show Suits? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
I think it's a good program. It sort of reminds me of this, because everybody's backstabbing everybody else. And it happens.
I've been in situations like that.
Well, I think you told me once that you were. It sounded to me like you were had by somebody who was a colleague of yours.
And you actually, you know what's really bad about it? It's a friend.
Yeah.
You think it's a friend.
Even worse.
Right?
Right.
But when it comes right down to it, I mean, when they say, you know, business is business.
Oh, yeah, right. And, yeah, I love
but
that.
But I've never done that.
No.
I don't live my life that way.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go to bed at night and feel good about myself and the fact that, you know, that I was always honest. I had, you know, kept my integrity. And, you know, I've lost things for that. But, you know, so be it.
People will tell you that you'll never be 100% successful. That's why we are where we are, people would tell you, because you don't know how to be aggressive. I believe there's a difference between being aggressive and being an a-hole. I remember once, Richie will remember this, we had Tom Bergeron on, and I asked him what the secret to his success was. Don't you remember what he said? He said
that?
Bergeron said, when I asked, he's a guy from Haverhill, I'm from Framingham.
Right.
So we are friendly because we're from the same neck of the woods and we've been down some of the same streets. So I said to him on the air, what's the secret to your success? And without missing a beat, he said, not being an a-hole. That was it.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's something to be said for that, especially in a business like that, or our business, basically the same. There's how many younger guys do you think are trying to bump Bergeron off from America's Funniest Home Videos or from Dancing with the Stars? How many people do you think are standing in line to bump that guy off? And yet, people would be happy to deal with him because some of what I found, and I'm not saying this because I know it to be true. I don't know it to be true, but I'm just thinking of somebody like Mario Lopez, who's around and younger, 20 years younger, and you know he's pretty aggressive about what he's doing. But that type of person who may not be as talented or as even-handed, Bergeron's very even, off the air, on the air. He's very stable, very even, and very smart.
Ryan Seacrest will end up with
Seacrest.
He takes every other job.
He's got everything. Seacrest. I mean, when you look at it, Seacrest has everything.
Now, I wonder what kind of... I don't know him. My son knows people who know him. My son's a writer in L.A., John. I don't know if you knew that or not. Anyway, so he knows some of the people who know him. And there's some people who like the guy, and some people who really don't like him. But there's nobody who loves him. And,
I love Dick Clark, who he replaced, you know, on
he was a tough Eve. Dick Clark was a tough guy to get to know.
Dick Clark, I worked with him on air and, you know, had lots of conversations with him in the green room.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he was very good. Very smart.
He was so kind to our crews and people that were there.
Very thoughtful, smart about being thoughtful with people. And that's, by the way, a lesson to all those of you who want to submit your inventions, your ideas, your entrepreneurial endeavors to this point so that we can consider them and perhaps move you into a bigger light. You need to know that one of the things you'll be judged on is how you treat the people you're working around. If you think you are God's gift to whatever, and you are arrogant and aggressive and really kind of angry or pushy, you'll get no place. It doesn't work, especially if you're going. People remember the old expression about what comes up comes down. You go up the ladder, people work with you or get out of your way as you go up the ladder. Nobody pays any attention to you when you fall off the ladder. So that's a lesson to be remembered. Let's see if we can get to Michael Peterson now, who has this exercise ball stabilizer. What's the story here, John?
See, and I'm curious about this because I'm not really, you know, I do some exercising, but I do more cycling than anything else. So I've really not been around a gym enough to know a lot about, like, the Swiss exercise ball or how that works into, you know, core fitness and how it works into your body. But if you look at my cool inventions and you go to the vote page, you'll see Michael and what it's done for him, and he is ripped, gang.
Yeah.
He's got, I mean, every muscle imaginable, it looks like. and I'm not kidding you. You got to look at the picture, and then you'll see what this is about. But I'm going to get Michael on because he's more of an expert than I am. Michael, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So, Michael, first, my big first question, when I saw your submission, when it came in, both ACOS and I were talking, looking at it back and forth. You know, ACOS does a lot more gym work than I do. Tell me about a fitness ball.
Well, he needs to, though.
Yeah, well, and how? Yeah, well, you just said it because he's not around. but tell me about a fitness ball, these balls, the exercise ball you're talking about, and how this figures into what people need to do in the exercise.
Well, typically the exercise ball, you know, was created just for stability exercises. Kind of, you couldn't really utilize it completely to, you know, get a full range of motion to really hit those muscles the way they should be hit, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, it has its place for stability exercises, sure, but this is what I've created is something completely different. And it's like an evolution of what the exercise ball can be, and it's 100% more effective.
So how do I use it? How do you use an exercise ball? What do I actually do with it?
Well, typically you do crunches, and I mean, people have a big imagination, so there's lots of different things you can do. People use it for Pilates, yoga, and it's just for core strengthening mainly, right?
So it's kind of like a simple, but it's an all-around type exercise piece of equipment.
I think every gym has an exercise, a Swiss exercise ball, and every home gym has one too. I mean, they're everywhere, right?
So how did you come up with the extra ball stabilizer?
Well, I'm into bodybuilding. I've been doing it for like 30 years. I'm almost 50 years old now. And, you know, I noticed that the ball, it was a comfortable way to do abs. It was safe, it was comfortable, and you could get the range of motion. If you were a little creative and you used your feet and propped them up against something or used something to anchor your feet, you could do your obliques, you could do your lower back, and you could do sit-ups. And then also, depending on what kind of surface you're on, mm-hmm. if it's slippery, I mean, you can't gain that advantage that you need too, so that's an issue. So I worked at a lot of different gyms, and I see over and over again, people trying to, like beginners, they're tentative, and they're awkward, and they didn't know how to use it. So it really was a waste of time for them. And then I'd see people that were more advanced, and those are the people that tried to gain an advantage and use their legs and feet and anchor the, weights or walls or machines.
Sure. So, Michael, I'm looking at your device that you created. I mean, this looks like it's it's almost like a stand for the ball, right? But it's adjustable. And is that why you're able to adjust it depending on the type of exercises you can do?
First of all, there's a tray which is adjustable for different size balls because not everybody's the same size. I mean, you need bigger, smaller, medium sized balls. So the tray is adjustable to accommodate that. Then there's an extension base for how tall you are and how long your legs are. So, and depending on what type of exercise you're doing and what kind of angle you want to create when you're using the ball. And there's a foot platform.
There's a foot platform
also. It's adjustable that you can angle up and down depending on if you're doing obliques. And it just gives you a lot of stability and a lot of range of motion and angles that you could never get with the ball.
All right, Michael, I'm ready to hear your pitch because I'm looking at it. I want everybody that's listening, if they're in a place where they can actually go to the internet, go to michaelinventions.com, check out Michael's invention. You can see the results he's getting from it as well. There's a picture there as well. But, Michael, what we're going to do.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, sir, that's okay. What?
I'm just going to say all of my pictures were taken, and that's what I used to get my core. So I'd like people to actually see what I can do.
Yeah.
I'm not on steroids. I'm only 205 pounds. But, with the right diet and the right equipment, you can get it.
Okay, so Michael, here's what we need to do. I want everybody to hear your pitch for this, okay? Because we've now found a little bit more about you. We're gonna run some music, and in that music, you're gonna hear a guy say, "Well, let's hear it." And when you hear that, I want to hear you pitch. You get 1 minute to tell us why we need to get the exercise ball stabilizer or be interested in it, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? So if he's ready, let's go ahead and play the music.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
This is not a fad gimmick, and it's affordable for any home gym. It has very few moving parts, and it's made to last. Gives the user the confidence to safely use the exercise ball on any surface, makes core exercises safe, fun, and effective. It's very adjustable for any size person or fitness level. It was designed originally to train abs, obliques, and lower back, but allows for more angles and a better range of motion, and can be used as a bench press or chair, and with a set of dumbbells becomes a complete home gym. Easy to store and transport because of its low profile and lightweight. Excellent way to safely rehabilitate any back injuries. Also perfect for stretching, yoga, Pilates, and exercises only limited by your imagination. This is an evolution of the Swiss ball and allows the user to utilize it in ways that far surpass the typical exercises.
Almost.
Or break an inventor.
Almost.
Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Michael, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for the pitch. And what I want everybody to do right now, if you're listening, please go to our website. You can vote there, or you can text to the number 22333. That's text to the number 22333 on your smartphone, and you can put thumbs up or thumbs down for Michael's pitch today. So, Doug, what do you think?
MichaelInventions.com, you can vote there as well, or at 888-877-0490. I could imagine, as he was describing it, I could use it in my gym. I have a gym in my home, and I have tried over the years to keep myself in pretty good shape. I have a hard time staying away from pie, cake, ice cream. So, but I don't smoke. I don't drink. I never have done any drugs. I am, for my age, except that I have an inch or two that I ought not to have, and probably 10 pounds that I ought not to have. But the rest of me is in very firm and good shape. But this is the way you stay that way. That's what you need to do. You've got to stay that way. Yeah. And that's what I think.
You need that constant training, right?
Yeah, right. You need to be at it. So that's how I hear this. I'm trying to visualize it in my gym. And I think it's what you have to do with something like this. You got to visualize how it would work. You did paint a pretty good picture, Michael, I think. Do we know what it costs?
Michael, you didn't have a price. Are you looking at pricing?
In the $100 mark.
$199.95. That's what you need to make.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Michael, my only thing is, and I know we were running out of time, but I just want to give you a brief little bit of advice. When you start your pitch, come out and give me the problem immediately. Give me something that anybody that's ever used an exercise ball, the kind of problem that they have when the ball's not stable, right? Have you ever fallen off when you're using an exercise ball or something like that?
Yeah.
So that I can visualize it first. And then you go in and you say, and here's your solution, the exercise ball stabilizer, okay? But other than that, I thought you painted a good picture. You just needed at the end to close it, tell us how to get it, how to get involved with it.
That's the secret. All right, again, voting for Michael Peterson. You go to, you text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 or vote at MyCoolInventions.com. This is My Cool Inventions. Doug Steffen and John Creeman's on the air.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mistakes that led to the resignation of the Secret Service Director and mistakes involving the Ebola patient in Texas. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The well-chronicled breaches that have now unfortunately defined the Secret Service have resulted in the loss of a job. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson tendering her resignation yesterday, which was accepted by the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and by President Obama. White House spokesman Josh Earnest had this to say about Pearson.
She took responsibility for the shortcomings of the agency that she led, and she took responsibility for fixing them.
That being said, there was a barrage of bipartisan criticism following Pearson's appearance before the House Oversight Committee this past Tuesday. It was abundantly clear a change was coming in the aftermath of that security breach at the White House with the fence jumper on September 19th, and the report of an armed man with a criminal record sharing an elevator with President Obama. All of this has left all of us just shaking our heads. As for the Ebola patient being treated at a hospital in Texas, officials with the hospital are admitting to a mistake. That patient, now isolated and being treated, had flown from Liberia to the U.S. to visit family in Texas. He actually went to the hospital with symptoms, saying he had been in West Africa, but was initially sent home with antibiotics before returning later. Dr. Mark Lester with Texas Health Resources said hospital staff did not follow the Ebola checklist when the man first arrived.
The overall clinical presentation
infection was not typical at that time yet for Ebola. So as the team assessed him, they felt clinically it was a low-grade common viral disease.
And so the man was sent home, but did return and was diagnosed with Ebola. CDC contact tracers are now trying to track down everyone this man came in contact with.
Very carefully, and together with the CDC, we're investigating how many people that might be and how they might be monitored, if that's so.
Meanwhile, it has been learned this man flew part of his trip from Liberia to the U.S. on United Airlines. The CDC maintains the patient was not showing symptoms on the days he was traveling, and they say there was zero risk of the disease being transmitted on any of those flights. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED in New York. DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the fourth quarter of 2014 began with some major losses for the markets. The Dow off 238 points yesterday, closing at 16,805. NASDAQ down 71 points. S&P dropped 26. Closing notes, couple of baseball-related items. First, scoreboard, the National League wild card playoff game last night in Pittsburgh. Pirates hosting the Giants. This one was no contest. The Giants had the offense and the complete game four-hit shutout pitching of Madison Bumgarner. An 8-0 win as the Giants now head to Washington, D.C. to face the Nationals in the National League Division Series. And finally, let's head to Manhattan, New York City, and take a trip inside the famous Carnegie Deli. Busy in here. And that's smell of pastrami and corned beef? Nothing like it. Anyway, the Carnegie Deli has decided to present the now-retired captain of the Yankees, Derek Jeter, with the ultimate honor. They have named a sandwich after him. The Derek Jeter Triple Club Sandwich, featuring five ingredients for Jeter's five World Series wins. Turkey, bacon, American cheese, tomato, and lettuce on toasted white bread. That's right, bacon. And this is the Carnegie Deli. And the sandwich is not cheap. It's $28. By the way, with Derek now gone from the Yankees, the team is already yapping about the only drawing card it has left, Alex Rodriguez, who is planning to come back next season following his season-long ban from baseball. Now, if the Carnegie Deli wanted to create an A-Rod sandwich, it would be filled with plenty of non-kosher ham, enhanced with substances that would no doubt need to be tested in a lab. Don't worry, Alex. We have plenty more where that came from. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.